This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives. Hey, Eric, says Emily in an email I received for, I was wondering if you might be able to play that Yoga Pants song from a few years ago that the guy sang for his wife. Yoga, yoga, yoga pants. Soft and stretchy. That one.
Yeah, that's like a good classic.
Seems fitting since all that I seem to be wearing these days is yoga pants.
Yes.
Thanks for keeping the mornings normal and giving me something to look forward to in my monotonous day, Emily. We're happy to do it, Emily. If those of you aren't familiar with the yoga pants song, it was a couple of years ago a woman called and said, I think my husband has a head injury because every day he calls my phone and leaves me a message and he sings a different song that he's written.
Right. She liked it,
right.
too.
She was on his way to work each and every day and she'd be asleep, so he would call her phone and leave her a voicemail with a song that he had created on his drive to work.
That's adorable.
Yeah. So for the over the course of that week, she shared with us several of the songs. The one that seemed to resonate most was Yoga Pants.
Nothing's left imagination. This is cause for the celebration. Yoga, yoga, yoga pants. So black and stretchy and so sexy.
Oh my God.
Yoga, yoga, yoga pants. Secrets revealed and curves appealed.
Right.
Yoga, yoga, yoga pants. Yoga, yoga, yoga pants.
Right, bring it home.
My head don't feel right. My pants are too tight, and I think I feel sick in the stomach tonight, all because of yoga pants. Yoga pants.
Oh, that's a long song.
Yoga, yoga, yoga pants.
There you go.
That was the full version.
Yeah, I gave you the whole thing.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, I don't think since he called have we heard the whole thing.
The whole version of Yoga Pants, the message that he left for his wife. And each and every day she would pick up her phone and see a light blinking and no message there and go, uh-oh. Uh-oh. He got caught in traffic on the way in and made a new song.
That's the guy that needs an outlet.
Yeah, that's Vin.
Yeah.
Vinny.
Vinny needs
Where
an
do you
outlet.
Find a guy like that?
I don't know. You like that? You wish a guy would do that for you? Think most women would like a guy, that kind of guy? Melissa's shaking her head. No, it's radio. They can't see you shake your head.
Really?
I know. I'm just, you know what, one or two times is good, but I don't know if that would be every day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
A couple times is good. Yeah. I mean, when you throw them out there sporadically, you know?
Are you wearing yoga pants around the house, both of you?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every day?
Almost.
All day long?
I'm getting even looser. Yeah, like I'm wearing like just like joggers.
Really?
And
old baggy gray sweatpants that your grandpa used to wear?
Yeah,
sweet,
like.
Sweet look.
Yeah.
In at number three, Bill, you're wearing it around the house nonstop all day. What is it?
My daytime pajamas. Instead of my nighttime.
You have daytime pajamas and nighttime pajamas.
Right. You got to split it up.
Are they basically the same pajamas but just designated for different times of the day?
Designate for different times of the day.
Gotcha. All right, perfect. In at number two, Nurse Vince.
Yes, I'm wearing a god-awful, ugly fire engine yellow hoodie that I bought for the Chicago Marathon to throw away, but I just kept it anyway.
Right. Yeah. You and Whip, kind of similar, just different color.
Yeah. Except I have nothing to do with the marathon, trust
me. Exactly. Well, maybe you might soon. And finally, in at number one, wearing it around the house nonstop, Allison.
I wear a big, huge comfy.
What is a comfy?
A comfy is a huge, oversized blanket sweatshirt.
Ah,
yeah.
All right. Oversized blanket sweatshirt.
All my kids have those.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it's the blanket material, or it's an actual blanket just built to be a sweatshirt?
It's a blanket made up like that in a sweatshirt form. I'm only 5 feet tall, so it literally eats me alive, and it's super comfortable.
Like down to your knees almost, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, man, does that sound really comfortable.
Perfect.
Oh, it really is.
And will you go a good 4, 5, 7, 6, or 7, 8, 10 days before you wash it?
No, I try not to.
I would.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I love laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your roots are showing. Photo and video editing apps surge after salon shut down amid coronavirus. And then I just saw something on headline news about one of the hairdressers to the stars is doing an online video of how to cut your own hair, and Robin Mead was cutting her own hair.
I know. I can't believe that.
Right. Oh. By the way, speaking of people that... Hang on, Greg. Hang on, Elizabeth. We'll get you in just a second here. Speaking of people that you didn't know have coronavirus, we mentioned Sarah Bareilles came out yesterday and said, I had it. I'm recovering. I just wanted to make sure everybody is taking all the necessary precautions. Former NFL lineman superstar Tony Baselli had it and has been talking about it. You might want to grab some of that audio.
Okay. Because
he is a big, huge athlete, healthy, and he was in Mayo Clinic for 5 days and said it was worse than anything he's ever experienced in his life.
Oh, okay. My gosh. You hear that a lot.
And if a healthy athlete football player is telling you that, that says something.
Well,
right?
Even just Chris Cuomo from CNN. You ever seen the shape that guy's in?
Yeah.
That guy is built like an athlete, honestly.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
I'm thinking about doing my own haircut.
No problem. Just get a wall trimmer, slap on a 3 or 4, I don't know how long your hair is, start from the front and go to the back.
All right, so you're going down the Melissa route where you just get the clippers and get the guard on it and go nuts.
No one's going to see it.
That's true. I've got a month for it to grow out. That is true.
Yeah, exactly.
That is true. Something you did?
Yes, I did yesterday, and then I had my son trim around my ears, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, you're happy with the results then?
Yeah, what are you going to do? No one's going to see it anyway.
That's true.
I like the attitude. Yeah, screw it. What's the worst that could happen?
Kind of like when you overeat. Oh, I'm just at home anyway. It's just me.
Yeah. But like we said, Greg, I mean, this is a work of art up here on top of this head. If you've seen me, Greg, but it is something to see. Elizabeth.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, at-home haircuts?
So I have a 3-year-old who kind of started the process for us.
Hold on. We're kind of losing here. You got a 3-year-old that what?
He started the process on himself already.
Got it.
So there was no other way, and there's nothing open. So we figured, you know, me and my husband do it. Huh. And we did a 2 all around, and it's heartbroken because he has beautiful hair.
He has beautiful hair, and now he doesn't any longer.
Nope.
Well, you know, even as a 3-year-old, he's stepping in, looking in the mirror, going, something's got to be done. Something has to give around this. I do go to my refrigerator about 750 times a day and open it and expect something different to be inside there.
Did you see that new meme with Mayor Lori Lightfoot cut up being like,
right,
you already ate?
That's right. That's
giving
right.
you that angry Mayor Lori Lightfoot face.
You should cut that up and put it in your fridge.
It's not about eating too much. I just
check it constantly.
I'm just checking, hoping I'm surprised. Yeah. Like I might have missed something that might be in there that I could enjoy. Yeah.
Have you gotten all the way to the back yet? Stuff maybe you forgot about? You're like, oh, wow, I remember buying that.
And I've started to move things around a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
I alluded to this before, and this is true. I also go to the front door a lot and open it and stand there.
Just staring. Just looking outside?
Well, there's a... In the tree in front of my house, there's a squirrel that's taking residence in like this hole in the tree.
Really?
So sometimes I'll just sit and watch him. It's sad.
You're taking in nature now.
It's sad. I'm like, I got nothing else to do. I don't feel like watching another homeland. I think I'll go check the squirrel.
Okay, well.
How's he doing? Is he good?
Seems to be fine.
That's great.
Seems to be fine. But I was wondering, has a strange highlight to your day? Like, you'll look at your watch and go, ooh, 15 minutes until I can check the squirrel.
I think this is starting to really develop in people's lives.
Yes.
15 minutes, or you're thinking, man, like at my house, yesterday, garbage day. Highlight of my day.
I know. You were on that early.
I got to take the cans out early. I went out and checked like 4 times to see if they were empty yet. Like if the truck had come by.
Seriously?
Yeah, every half hour I'm like, better go check the garbage cans.
Have you ever taken them out and then like a couple hours later you're like, oh, is there any more garbage that I just went through that I can go ahead and throw in there before the garbage guy comes by?
I've never experienced enjoying taking out the garbage more.
Yeah.
Most people view it as a chore, me included. Now it's a highlight.
Right.
Highlight of my day. Gives me something to do. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who also has a fairly embarrassing highlight of your day. You really look forward to this. And if you were to tell you, like, you 5 years ago would see what you're doing now, you would sit down with you and go, what's wrong with you? You're looking forward to walking outside to check the squirrel?
Right.
Really? Pull it together, man. You're looking forward to go get the garbage cans? Get it together. The highlight of your day. As depressing and embarrassing as it is. The walk to the refrigerator. Checking the squirrel in the tree out front. Yeah, that's me. Garbage can day. I love garbage can day.
The little things.
It's the best. The embarrassing highlight of your day is what, Becky?
I go driving around off of Cedar Lake looking for the pelicans that lay over for a couple weeks every spring.
Ah. Oh,
The Pelicans on Cedar Lake.
That was nice yesterday with the windows down a little.
It's great. On a much lower level, Ed, the highlight of your day.
Tuesdays and Fridays are cleaning up dog poop day.
Tuesdays and Fridays. Big day for you today, Ed.
Big day.
You block off like 3 hours.
Boy, that is such a feel-good, though, when your yard is totally clean.
Search every square inch of your yard.
Yeah.
Greatest time. Highlight of your day, Katie.
Around 5 p.m., our next-door neighbor, who's an older man, plays the bongos.
Bongos at 5 p.m. with the neighbor.
And you like this.
My 6-month-old loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like 6 months ago or like last fall, if he'd been doing this, you'd have called the cops. Now, you're like, oh, quick, everybody get ready. It's bongo time.
Any entertainment.
That's how sad it's gotten.
It's true.
Right. Like last October, that guy's going to jail.
Bongo time.
Now you're like, he's got a whole audience. This is fantastic.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, I can't wait for tomorrow's bongo night.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
That's great. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, guys. I'm listening online from Indianapolis.
Oh, hashtag mix on. I love that. How's life down in Indy?
As boring as it is anywhere else. Super excited to see they're building a house across the street from us, and I'll just like walk outside and be like, oh, they painted that board, or now they have windows.
Ooh, look, a window went in. This is tremendous. Somebody take a picture of that. Sure. I'll post that to Instagram.
Look at this transformation.
Yeah. I actually have a friend who builds houses, and she told me people will now just watch.
Oh, I believe that.
Like it's a show.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, different things
it's
going
like
on.
Watching your own HGTV show, you know, live at home.
Exactly. And then everybody becomes an expert. I don't know if that was installed right.
Right.
Yeah. Never installed one in your life, but now you know everything about it. Hey, Eric, my roommate has asked me to cover her rent because she's not working as many hours as she normally does due to the coronavirus. I know that if I do this, she's never going to pay me back because she hasn't in the past. She owes me over $1,200. My head says I should not cover her rent, while my heart says I should because everyone is suffering due to the outbreak. Do I listen to my head, not do it, or heart, and do it? It's a head or heart question. 312-233-1019 without saying why. Just the answer. Melissa, head or heart?
Heart.
Whip, head or heart?
I'm going head on this one.
Violetta, head or heart?
Head.
Tom, do you listen to your head and not do it, or your heart and do it?
Head all day, every day.
Head all day, every day.
There you go.
That's a good motto.
Why is that, Tom?
She burned her once, she'll burn her again. Uh-huh. She might be working now, she might not be working a month now.
All right, so regardless of whether or not she's in a bind, thinking long term, Tom is. Head or heart, Debbie?
Heart.
Heart, so you should just give her the money and realize and assume and just deal with the fact you're not going to get it back.
You know what? When we lend people money, that's what we think anyways, so.
A lot of times, depending on who you lend it to, that could be the case. Head or heart, Colleen?
100% head.
Don't listen to her. Don't do it. Don't give her the money. You're crazy if you do.
Absolutely.
And why did
they
you reach
give
that?
The money, give it to a complete stranger, because like they said, they obviously have a big heart, but there's a lot of people who need some help out there, so give it to a stranger.
I don't know if I understand that logic. Why you would give it to a stranger versus your friend.
Yeah, right. If you're going to lose it, you're going to lose it.
Exactly. You're not going to get it back.
We don't trust this friend. We don't think this friend is trustworthy enough to even try to give it back since they've burned you in the past.
I get that, but I don't know why the stranger's not going to give it back. Hey, Rich.
Yeah, I say use your heart, but it's your head too, because you're going to have to pay the rent anyway before you get thrown out.
Right.
So if she doesn't have enough for the rent, you got to pay it for her.
There is that part of it, yeah. Yeah, if the landlord doesn't get the full amount of rent, just gets your half and your roommate doesn't get the other half, although we're in that no eviction time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of negotiating is going on. Some is better than nothing.
Head or heart? Dina, which one?
Heart.
Because?
Well, I think she should just make her peace and just pay it, because where are people going to go during this time? I'm going through a divorce and my soon-to-be ex, I'm letting them stay in the house, because where are people going to go at this time?
Right. It's a strange time. Why did you land on head, Whip?
Because it seems like this person has taken advantage, even when they were okay, of this other person's generosity, and she's been burned before, and so I don't think you let her burn you again, because that could... She could still technically afford it, maybe? I don't know.
You don't think the circumstances, the times, dictate different responses? Because she might have burned you before under normal lifetime, but these aren't normal lifetimes.
Understood, but I think that if you could sort of assure she's only doing it for this reason, she's never done this kind of thing, she's not like that, but it sounds like she's kind of like that in the first place.
Melissa, why did you go with your heart?
Well, because these are times that we've never seen before. I feel like it would affect both of them in the long run, but I think at this point in time, you kind of just need to let it go, and then when things kind of go back to normal and we get back to recovery, you reassess if she's ever asking you for money again.
And Violetta, why did you hire a moving company to actually have her moved out?
It's time to go. No.
While, while she went to pick up a cup of coffee, why did you have all of her stuff moved out onto the lawn?
Listen, I just... if you got to kind of watch out for yourself. And if you don't, you might not have enough money to go around for you. It's hard to lend it to others.
Right.
But I did buy a Streetwise the other day because there wasn't a lot of people on the street and this guy was there. And I was like, I have $2 to spare.
Oh, okay.
All right. What does that have to do with
it? So I can afford $2, but I can't afford somebody else's rent. You know what I mean?
I see. Okay. Two heads and a heart. Interesting. I think I would probably go hard on this, and I know you're shocked by that.
Oh, man, you and really? You and me are actually, we're actually on the same page one time.
All right, change that. I'm not doing that.
Right. Yeah, come over to the head side.
That just changed it. What happened right there, that just changed it. Throw them out.
Team head.
I can't do it. Not based on what you just witnessed. I can't do it. Can't do
exciting.
It. It's the mix.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff, I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
I'll see if this fits in my family. I don't know. Yeah. A new study says the family's biggest troublemaker tends to be which kid? Oldest, middle, youngest. 312-233-1019. Violetta seemed to be pretty confident in her decision because you think it's...
I think it's the oldest, hands down.
Whip, what would you say?
Youngest.
Youngest. Melissa.
Middle.
Well, somebody's going to win then.
Oh, good. That's supposed
somebody
to work.
Somebody is definitely going to win. What'd you say, Violetta?
Oldest.
What'd you say, Shauna?
I say the firstborn.
Firstborn. Said
firstborn, oldest. No. Yeah. Sorry, that is incorrect. Sorry,
it.
You're both wrong.
Well,
Shauna
wrong.
Threw me there. Hi there, Anthony. You said?
The youngest.
Youngest. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Oh, surprisingly. Lucia?
Lucia.
Yes, you say?
The middle.
That is exactly right.
I guess that's... That's
you and me, Lucia.
Middle.
You and me.
They always want more attention, right?
Yeah.
They never get it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that, right?
So
well
they,
done.
They cause trouble to get attention.
Parents often give the firstborn child the tough rules and biggest telling offs, they say.
Biggest telling offs.
Yeah, with their youngest getting away with murder. However, a new study revealed that the secondborn child, a.k.a. the middle, is in fact the biggest troublemaker.
Yep.
The firstborn has role models who are adults. The second, later-born children have role models who are slightly irrational two-year-olds, you know, their older siblings.
Uh-huh.
So when you're the second-born or the middle child, you start emulating your older brother or sister.
Yeah.
You're not using your parents as your role model. You're using that two-year-old toddler, and bad things are going to happen.
Yeah, you learn a lot from those older brothers or sisters.
Right. And the youngest, well, they get away with whatever they want, so what do they have to be troublemaker about,
we're
right?
Exactly.
Right. It's the middle child that's going to cause all the trouble. There he is, Joe Exotic, pretending he's singing, but he's really not. Now he's sitting in prison. He's a bad guy. Some might say, some disagree. We're going to let Whip try to sort it all out with something we call Whip's 30-Second Tiger King Review.
Okay.
So I binge-watched it last weekend, all 7 episodes in a row on a Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
And then this week we talked Whip into watching it, but he said, listen, I can only do one a day because I have to shower after every one of them.
Oh, that's a fact.
We said, all right, I'll tell you what, much like we have you do with The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, why don't you watch an episode, then the next day condense what you've witnessed down into 30 seconds and 30 seconds only.
Yeah, and I have to say, this episode 4, this was a little bit tougher. I'm not crying, but a little bit tougher because it seemed like there were so many different storylines and angles in this one.
Twists and turns
Twists,
and plots.
Turns, and characters,
wow,
everything.
See, right. I like hearing you because I forget which one, since I binged it, forget which episode's what. So it's interesting to hear your review.
Lots of different twists in this one.
Okay. All right, so what'll happen is we'll play the jingle. At the conclusion of the jingle, you'll hear the jungle drums.
Okay.
30 seconds in, the tiger roar cuts you off, and that's all you get.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Let's get underway. Episode number 4. 30 seconds of...
Big cats in the zoo.
Right.
Joe Exotic, a bit cuckoo.
Yes.
From here to Timbuktu, Whip's Tiger King review.
And go.
Joe stole his company name from Carol Zoo, but she sued. He was ordered to pay $1 million she tried to collect. He kept threatening her, insulting her, shot a Carol Baskin blow up doll in the head.
Oh.
Smokey producer guy started a reality show called Tiger King. It never happened because someone blew up the studio with all the footage. Joe blamed the producer. Most people think Joe did it himself to burn evidence. Now here's Jeff Lowe to try to save Joe Zoo. He sleeps with lots of women in Vegas. He puts tigers in Louis Vuitton bags.
Uh-huh.
Jeff calls Howard and Carol to F off, and he calls her a Z word. Then Joe puts the zoo in Jeff Lowe's name. It turns out he's not that rich.
Oh man.
We got it, Lowe.
A lot of moving parts there.
Big cats in the zoo.
Right.
Joe Exotic, a bit cuckoo.
Uh-huh.
From here to Timbuktu, Whip's Tiger King review.
I can't wait till Monday.
I know.
Episodes 5, 6, and 7.
It's going to be...
in the 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and 8 a.m. hour. That's all we're planning.
A big bang.
Coming Monday. Make sure you're here. Story Friday. First off, from a celebrity standpoint, Tom Brady... you know, he's down in Tampa now.
Yeah, right.
Plays for the Buccaneers, and he has rented Derek Jeter's mansion in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Jeter always went to great lengths to ensure privacy while hosting people at the Tampa mansion. The legend beefed up security at one point a few years back. Brady and his family should find the 30,000-square-foot space plenty comfortable. Reportedly, Brady is paying between $75,000 and $100,000 per month for the home.
Okay.
You can afford it.
Yeah. I'd charge him more if I were Derek.
No problem. Yeah, you know, they're a bunch of big-time celebrity hotshot sports friends.
Take care of each other.
John Mellencamp, old school on that one.
Oh, wow.
Bride of Indiana. You know, we got a call from Indianapolis earlier this morning. John Mellencamp is dating celebrity beauty expert nurse Jamie after Meg Ryan split. You familiar with her? I don't know her. Nurse Jamie?
No idea.
Like
on the show?
They are really happy together. E! News has learned the music legend is no longer a single man. The 68-year-old star is dating celebrity skincare expert and television personality, Nurse Jamie.
Okay.
And not surprisingly, she's pretty damn good looking.
I see that, yeah. Looks good.
Yeah, Nurse Jamie. Sarah Silverman, not so certain she looks good, but she doesn't really care. Sarah Silverman is embracing her gray hair in these manic times. You know, we were talking earlier about... Desperate times and desperate measures. And yeah, Root Watch. And I'm thinking of a self haircut today.
Are you? I wonder if you're going to do that.
I'm kicking around the idea. Sarah Silverman is choosing to age gracefully in an industry often obsessed with youth. Recently taking to Instagram to share a few words on why she believes her newly gray hair is beautiful and well earned.
Yeah. Okay. You can definitely see it starting to grow out.
Yeah. Sarah Silverman for me will always be I'm blanking Matt Damon. Oh, I'm blanking Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm blanking Matt Damon. Which one did she blank?
Did she?
Yeah, because he never showed up to Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Right,
so it was back when
Matt Damon.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was dating Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Kimmel always makes Matt Damon the foil in his show.
Yeah, yeah.
So Sarah Silverman put out that song as they were breaking up that I'm blanking Matt Damon.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm certain you can find that on the internet somewhere. I was looking to see if we still have it in here. We did for a while. Not right now. If you're looking for stuff to watch, HGTV, TLC, Bravo, and others say their reality TV stockpile will easily outlast the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh, so they've got, okay.
All of them are saying we've got plenty of complete nonsense to throw at you that you're going to eat up. All right.
Great.
Also, Vinebox is re-releasing its 12 Days of Wine holiday box for people during social distancing.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Yeah. For the time being, Vinebox is offering 12 nights of wine for a discounted price of $97.
Oh, okay.
On the website, just select the Make It a Gift option to send it to a friend or loved one who also might be self-quarantined.
I'll take it.
Maybe you're trying to get out. Everybody's talking about needing to take walks. The weather's supposed to be nice and warm today. You're going to get out of the house. You know where you're headed?
Where?
The graveyard. People are visiting graveyards in record numbers during the lockdown because the parks are too damn crowded.
Oh, wow.
What?
All right.
You know, just looking for a little space to walk around?
Yeah, because then you feel like you're sort of out in nature.
Right.
There's this one graveyard I like in Libertyville.
Yeah?
It's
your favorite graveyard?
Yeah, I don't go to a lot, but my uncle's over there.
Yeah,
so.
You got to go see him from time to time.
He's
it's kind of interesting to walk around those. A lot of
you
history
ever, like,
in
read, yeah, read some of the headstones.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they have, like, interesting little sayings on there.
Or they'll be really old. You're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's been here forever.
Have a long, long time.
Yeah. Chicago man was arrested for shooting his TV. Did you see this story out of the Tribune?
Oh, no.
Tinley Park police recently arrested David Vaclaw for shooting his television. The 56-year-old picked up his AR-15 and fired 3 rounds into the TV after a relative refused to turn it off.
Oh, wow. See, now what
the stress is building.
What's that going to solve?
The stress is building.
Yeah.
Man uses bucket truck to visit mom's third floor window in Youngstown, Ohio.
Ah.
His mom is a self-quarantined elderly woman.
Oh,
we see this a lot where people will walk up to windows of nursing homes and see their loved ones through the window.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his mom happens to be on the third floor, so we got one of those bucket trucks where they fix, like, lights.
Like a cherry picker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, got up there and went to visit his mom's window.
That's really
is
cool.
Beautiful.
You know what's also beautiful? Australian man spends his $750 stimulus check on 8 cases of beer. Attaboy.
All right.
Do you know that makes him really happy, though?
You know, all that matters, though, is he's getting the money back into the economy.
That's right.
Spend that money when you got it.
And coronavirus may cause a beer shortage, so maybe he's stocking up. The Financial Post says beer makers are struggling to find bottles because of the coronavirus. Some recycling efforts have been shut down because of the outbreak, so beer makers are not producing as much beer because they don't have the bottles to put it in.
Oh, I had no idea.
Australia has set, the guy is from Australia, has set a booze limit during the coronavirus lockdown. It limits the purchase of alcohol and beer during it. According to reports, Australians can buy only 2 cases of beer, 2 cases of cider, 12 bottles of wine, and 2 bottles of spirits, or as I like to call it, this week at Violetta's house.
Yeah.
Stop. I hope they don't do this limiting here.
You keep saying only.
You know what yesterday was? National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
National PB&J Day.
Did you celebrate?
I didn't. I kind of forgot, but I love a PB&J.
Yeah.
You cut the crust off?
No, I'll go. I'm not a big crust guy, but I'll leave it on.
And
I'm too lazy to cut it
off. Put on extra peanut butter.
I might go extra jelly. Whip won't even try it.
I know.
We should have you try it.
Yeah, I think I've tried it before. I'm just not a jelly fan, but I like peanut butter sandwiches. I just double up the peanut butter where the jelly should go.
Peanut butter's good for weight loss.
Really?
According to a study by the Harvard School of Public Health, peanut butter can help you with weight loss. It's true, says nutritionist Sophie Dillon. Nuts are a high-fat, calorie-dense addition to any meal or snack. However, to villainize nuts would be to ignore the multiple benefits of including healthy dietary fats in our diet. And then she goes on to explain the science behind it. But
it fills you up. So
it's good for Whip to eat, and for you, Violetta, and for you, Melissa, it's good to put on your legs.
On our legs?
On your legs.
Oh, does it help hair growth?
Nope. Women are now shaving their legs with PB&J.
Oh, sick.
Why?
But...
Well, because, you know, times are tough. And
ran out of shaving cream or
things
whatever?
Are, you know, limited. And we don't have much stuff to use anymore.
Can
Is that not something you've ever considered before?
No, it's going to get stuck in my razor.
Well, it says here, the Daily Mirror claims women are shaving their legs with peanut butter because of how smooth it makes them. London dermatologist Susan Mayu tells the paper, peanut butter has a moisturizing effect because it is so oily. Even used as a beauty product, it can be highly allergenic. It can bring the user out in hives, and anyone using the same bathroom could be in danger of a contact rash. So make sure you're not allergic to it if you're planning on using it.
Oh, maybe dilute it with some water, and that might be good.
Peanut butter and jelly time. This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd, safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd, powering lives.